Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Drinking Bros. Put down. grab a fucking drink.
Nights of White Satin.
Moody Blues, baby.
What is that?
What?
Who the fuck is that?
You don't know Nights of White Satin?
Come on, dude.
Oh my god, Rocco.
What the fuck?
You don't know this song?
No. What is that?
It's Nights in White Satin, dude. It's Moody Blues.
Oh, here it is. Oh, we got another verse.
Listen to it. I'm listening. Yeah.
You have to know Nights in White Satin.
I don't.
There's no way.
You've never heard this song.
Never in my life.
Those violins.
Cause I love you.
Yes, I love you.
Nothing.
You don't know Nights
in White Satin.
Nothing at all. I don't know what the fuck
Moody
that is.
Come on, Rocco.
Oh, my God.
It's like you only know the soundtrack from
La
Bamba.
Just cut off your own music dick. Cut your own music dick off and mail it to fucking Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, or sell it to Apple, you know? Sell your music dick to Apple. They're buying everything these days.
Oh,
welcome to the show, kids. Welcome to Drinking Bros. We got a good one tonight. We got a hot one. We got a hot one fresh out of the oven.
Nights in White Satin kind.
Yeah, a little Nights in White Satin.
Talk about the Crusades. That's what that song's
Randy
about, right?
Watson.
It's about the Crusades.
No, it's about bedsheets.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Oh my God. This whole time I thought it was about the Crusades.
A lot of people thought it was about the KKK, so it could have been worse. It turns out him and his girlfriend bought new white satin sheets. They end up fucking on it, and he wrote a song about it.
I hate satin sheets, by the way.
I don't even know what that feels like.
It's a weird thing. No, it's kind of like it's like a waterbed to me.
Like
I don't really understand
it. It's like sleeping in plastic.
Ew.
And look, you don't need to sweat any more than you do, Triple J.
I sweat a lot.
You're good.
I sweat a lot.
I don't wear silk fucking boxers
either. You get those meat sweats going, and it's
I eat a lot of meat.
Out.
You know, I eat a lot of meat. I eat raw meat. I eat a lot of raw meat.
You know where you get that meat from?
Yeah,
you get it from carnivore.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Cannibal!
You know what time it is. It's Carnivore Club time. It's not dick joke time.
Rocco will cancel his subscription once they supply bear meat because you know how much he loves bears.
He does love bear meat.
He's the bear pleaser.
You brought the bear pleaser. You brought that up.
Rocco the bear pleaser. Carnivore Club.
Please don't have bear meat. I don't know if they have bear meat, but what they do have is some goddamn tasty salami. You can put it in your mouth and go all the way up or down with it. You know, you can do whatever you want with it. But no, we take this meat seriously because meat's extremely serious, and Carnivore Club takes their job seriously when it comes to finding the best fucking meat out there and sending it to you once a month.
It is, Ross. It is really cool how they find their meats. Like,
it is.
They literally go to small batch meat processors, ask them about their own personal recipes, and then they buy in bulk. Like, especially, they've bought a lot from the U.S., and that's fucking awesome.
Yep.
Because it gives guys, like, that are hunting, that are coming up with their own shit, it gives them, like, that national exposure. I think it's amazing. Yes, our boys over at Carnivore Club. You guys are fucking awesome.
So look, if you're not already a Carnivore Club member, you need to go to the club that'll send you flavors of cured meats like jerky and salami that you didn't even know existed and definitely didn't know you were going to get a boner for. I mean, for real, it's a new box of meat every month. Cracking that package open and diving on in like a young Ryan Lochte will make you feel like a little tiny king. Carnivore Club hunts through the country, just like Jared said, to find the most talented people making awesome meat products. They send you a collection of their best stuff once a month. And if I could shove it through the fucking microphone into your mouth, I would. Go check it out at carnivoreclub.co and make sure you use the promo code DRINKINBROS to get 10% off your order. Somebody's choking up Carnivore Club over there.
That's me, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go to carnivoreclub.co. And again, use the promo code Drinking Bros, get 10% off your order. And man, we're huge fans of that. We're huge fans of them.
Yeah, we are.
But we're also, look, if you're having some meat, you might as well have a tasty beverage with it. Mm. The only thing that's going to make your beverage tasty is a little packet of Strike Force Energy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. God damn, liquid in a tiny little tin pouch. It is liquid energy drink, zero calories, zero sugar. You should get a subscription of it on their website. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Have it shipped to your house, because here's what's going to happen. You're going to have one packet. You're going to get addicted. You're going to wish you got a subscription, and you didn't. You should probably just go ahead and get that subscription now and save yourself the fucking time. We all have a subscription. It's good for pre-workouts, workouts, late-night fuck sessions, late-night jam sessions in your garage with your band that's definitely going to make it. You can pour it in water, you can pour it in sodas, you can pour it in beer, you can pour it all over your friends. Pour it all over your friends and family and get wet with it. We love StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every order, and they ship all around the world, dude. All around the world, same Strike Force. Yeah, same Strike Force, dude.
It's a great song.
We got a couple more that we're huge fans of. You know old Kenny Gunter, dude. He's got a company called Tartarus Ordnance.
Kenny better be ready for those commercials that we're gonna produce.
Yeah, man. Mm. The 70s porn commercial.
We're gonna yank those yellows and reds up in post. Like,
yeah,
it's gonna be grindhouse up in this fucking.
Hell yeah, it is. So we're go to TartarusOrdnance.com. That's TartarusOrdnance.com, and get some home defense ammunition. Get some guns. They deal arms. They got every fucking thing you need over there to make you say, "I wish a motherfucker would." And type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of everything in the store. That's including the guns. Including the fucking guns.
Damn.
And if somebody does break into your house and they're beneath your feet and you're standing over them with your smoking barrel from fucking Tartarus, why don't you have a smoke yourself? Why don't you have a cigar and celebrate?
Yeah.
Celebrate yourself being a man. Go to warfightertobacco.com. That's www.warfightertobacco.com for all your premium cigars. They are handmade in the Dominican Republic using only quality Cuban seed tobacco. They're all about cigars because they're real men. They don't need fucking hookahs over there. And they're also soldiers. They're 100% combat veteran owned and operated. And their cigars and other cool shit can be found at warfightertobacco.com. And type in the promo code Drinking Bros. If they don't have a promo code, demand it. Say you listen to the show and you want your goddamn cigars with a discount. Big fans of Warfighter Tobacco and all they do. And you know what else we're a big fan of? Not because I wrote it. Not because a lot of people are saying it's the next book of Scientology. A lot of people are saying that could be the next religion I have in my life. And that's a little book called At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes, a.k.a. the funniest book ever written. Should there be a religion about it? You bet. Should you sacrifice some kind of animal after you read it? Of course you should have. But you should also find a hollowed-out tree knot, maybe stick your dick in it. Because that's how excited you get reading At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed.
Yeah.
I wrote it. I did the audible. It is everywhere you want it to be. And everything I said about it, Simon & Schuster probably hates, and that's why I fucking love it. Go get it. It's the most dangerous novel ever written by the most dangerous man alive, Ross Patterson. And while you're reading it, pour yourself a nice, hot, steaming cup of Black Rifle Coffee. Go to blackriflecoffee.com. Get all the beans fresh from here, made in the States, made from the hands of Evan Hafer. Don't get your coffee from 30 Colombians down the street. Get them from a little man in Utah who's probably committed some war crimes. Kidding, Evan.
We're just kidding,
but
Evan.
It's the best tasting.
Kidding, Evan.
You know, I'm kidding. Evan's so small, he's probably not dangerous. We all know that's not the truth. It's the little ones that'll take you out every time. But go to blackriflecoffee.com. You get 20% off with the promo code Drinking Bros. And they also have a subscription, same as Carnivore Club and same as Strike Force. Type it on in, get yourself some, and while you're drinking that coffee, snuggle up in a nice cozy tea. Go to drinkingbrospodcast.com for the sweetest t-shirts you will ever find in the street. Or let's say you're single and you're having a lot of sex. They're great catch rags. They're really great catch rags.
They're soft on the skin. Very soft on the vagina.
Yeah, you can roll them up, wipe, and then chuck them in the dryer. They're not going to shrink. Go to drinkingbrospodcast.com. Get your sweet teas. Look, folks, I'm not going to lie. We've been drinking here tonight. This show might get weird, and we might go off the reservation. I got a call earlier from Jared Taylor about a will. Jared, do you remember that phone call which you called me about earlier today?
Yeah, I do. I mean, do you want me to talk about it?
Well, you offered to give me your own head, so I think you should. I think you should describe it to me. You said, "Hey, man, if I die, I'm going to give you my fucking head," and I was like, "I'm sorry,
that's so funny."
I'm going to will. So, legitimately, I'm working with this with my lawyer now. I'm willing my head to Ross under the circumstance that he makes my skull into a cup that he drinks out of.
Yeah.
I love it, dude.
Dead serious. So this is a real thing. Jared calls me. By the way, this is a sober conversation at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He goes, "Hey, man, just driving down the road thinking about you. Want to let you know I'm going to will you my head." And I'm what? He's like, "Dude, I'm going to, like, after I die, you can chop off my head. And, like, I want you to have it, but I want you to make it into some type of chalice or goblet to drink out of."
That's a good
so
request.
You're always drinking out of
funny,
Jared's
dude.
It's hilarious.
I think it's hilarious. I mean, and if you get honored with something like that, you have to drink out of that all day long.
You're part of the Drinking Bros.
Yeah,
and you're a godfather of the Drinking Bros. If in the event we die first,
can I have your femur?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's gonna? By the way, who do you think is gonna die first out of this group? Out of the four? Because Matt's not here. He's making sweet vids in Nashville. Who do you think? Who's the most likely? I think Jared's going to live the longest, actually.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so. I think I'm a close probably first or Matt.
Yeah, I would put you in the onesie-twosie. I'd probably be in that threesie range. And then I think Jared's going to live forever. I can see you wrapped up in some bear skin out in the woods. You can adapt to different habitats easily.
Yeah, I can. I'm resourceful.
Yeah, I think the rest of us, the other three, have gone a little too hard. So I think you'll be the last one, but I think you'll be like in your 90s where it's like, shit, Jared's still alive? Like,
Jared's still alive.
You know what's
doing?
Funny, though, is if you think about our generation in 90s, think of the media that exists from 70 to 60 years prior. Like, so my grandpa was never able to show me videos of him younger. I mean, I barely
No,
got,
you're
like,
right. You're
like,
absolutely
grainy,
right.
grainy photos, but, I mean, even now, 40 years from now, I'm able to show
a
great grandchild a movie. Like, this is when I did movies.
Hey, this is when I did a movie my best friend got his dick ripped off by a zombie.
That was my idea, by the way. What do you think of it? Grandpa, we're only 16. It scares me.
I've thought about this a lot, too, by the way, because somebody today posted on my Facebook page. There was a movie I did called Pool Boy Drowning Out the Fury.
I'm well aware of that.
Yeah, one of the greatest films ever made. St. James Street James is the character I play. But somebody posted, I was doing a reverse standing up 69 with a girl in that movie. Just as when a UPS guy comes to the door and I'm like, "Oh, hey, I'm sorry." I signed for the package and they put that still frame up on my wall today. And all I was thinking was, like, I was like, "Holy shit, that's really funny. The old St. James Street James, you know, standing up reverse 69 will get you every time." That's what I replied back. And I laughed about it for like a good hour. And I was at the office. And then I was like, "Wait a minute. I have a child. Someday
Jax.
He's going to watch that and be like,
Jax.
Holy shit." Jax, my son, is going to go, "Oh, fuck. My dad was doing a stand-up reverse, you know, 69. Nobody was doing that move back in the day. And hopefully
pretty much
I get
pioneered that move.
I get credit for that. I want to say that I'm the first, but I don't know because I've never seen the other footage of it.
Explain to me how that. What's the reverse? Just give me break that down. Exactly.
You could go to his wall and look at the photo.
Okay.
I'll break it down for you, Rocco. So what it is you're holding a woman upside down.
Yeah.
She's going down on you. Obviously, her box is in your face,
right.
And then but you're just holding her. So you're kind of.
Yeah, it's 69 just standing up. Yeah, vertical 69. Yeah.
Vertical 69.
Yeah, so you never see that move. It's a move.
The move was done.
Seldom used.
The move was done in a porn back in the day by this white girl named Devin. She was hot back in the day in a Vivid porn in an elevator. And that was probably the first time I've ever seen it. Yeah, and that's probably, I'm going to say that's 98, 99. So.
All right, so Devin beat me. Yeah, Devin beat me, but maybe I'm the first one to do it in a fictionalized movie.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
That's a sweet scene because that. By the way, the next scene is me having sex with that woman, in front of my
dad.
Grandfather
yeah,
who was in World War II.
Yeah.
Her own grandpa who was in World War II.
He's like yeah.
Yeah, he's watching her.
He's giving her praise.
He's giving her praise.
Good lift.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not only that, but I'm surrounded in this bedroom by 8 pictures of myself staring at myself having sex. Which is awesome, and then her grandfather's in a rocking chair next to the bed.
Well, I'm already experiencing like weird shit with the next generation.
Yeah.
So let's establish right now crowbar separation of the sex in front of the grandfather to the next topic I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
But like my oldest daughter has an Instagram, and she follows you, Ross. She follows Jesse. She comments on Jesse's shit. And refers to me as JT, which is really weird.
Yeah. No, I know, because she
how old is your daughter, by the way?
She is about to turn 12.
She's messaged me.
She messaged Matt.
Yeah.
She didn't realize I'm the one behind
that.
Oh, my God,
you're right. She did message me, and she said, that's my dad in that movie. holy shit, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And she was like, I love when you call JT fat. And I'm like, what do you mean, JT, motherfucker? I'm your dad.
You mean dad?
Yeah. I'm not the character of JT. I'm
but
his dad.
It's funny because this is new to her, but for Charlotte, like Charlotte,
she grew up with it.
Charlotte watches Matt on her iPad. Like she knows how to pull up the songs on her iPad already. Yeah. Like, and she'll even run into the room and say, "Put on Matt Best," like because she wants to listen to the music. I know, it's fucking weird.
She calls him by his full name, too, because
Matt
we
Best.
All do.
Yeah, Matt
well,
Best.
Well, that's a Caitlinism.
Yeah. Matt Best.
And then she's seen herself in the movie, and she always goes, uh-oh, Charlotte's hurt.
wow.
And
she's so funny, dude.
Like, Caitlin wants me to make a video of her reaction to Range 15 because it's really fucking funny. Like, because she goes, oh, there's Evan. Oh, Evan, boo-boo.
Definitely not for kids. I want to preface this by saying that
no, not at all.
Definitely
she's just
not
been
for
around
children.
While we were,
I could
you know,
see, I could
hard
see
edits.
Your youngest daughter being in, like, the X Games.
I just, I and that's what uh-huh. I think is I think, like, she is growing up with this weird reality because she sees us on the, she sees us on the big TV out in the living room all the time because she pulls up the music. She pulls up everything. Like, we have watched movies where she recognizes, you know, she loves Deadpool and Isaac Singleton.
Again, not a fucking movie for kids.
Isaac Singleton is in Deadpool.
Hard R.
And then I'm FaceTiming with Isaac Singleton. So then she walks up and is like, who are you FaceTiming? I'm like, I show her. And then she's like, oh, Deadpool. Like, she bridges Jeez. That correlation. So it's like everything she sees on TV, she sees in real life almost in her world. So I'm wondering what that's going to be like growing up.
When are you going to start showing her A Clockwork Orange? Like, when are you really going to go to the casino, A Clockwork Orange? Because right now you're 2 for 2 on like hard R movies that parents should not let their children see.
You know,
at that age.
I mean, Madison always was around us when we watched crazy movies, and she doesn't curse. She's not a shitbag. Like, she gets good
she
grace.
She turned out all right?
Yeah.
Does she listen to the show?
No. No, yeah. Not at all.
Okay.
There's too much. There's too much info.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, there's a lot going on here.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
That's
when JT told this story,
by the
like,
way,
shut up, Madison.
By the way, that's the other thing with these podcasts, too, is these will live forever. So it's
forever.
Like, shit.
I know. Your kids will know
but,
how
but,
weird we all were.
In a positive way, though, at least like they'll know something about us where you're like, oh, shit, you know.
I mean, it's funny, dude, with my kids, I don't ever, like, my kids are pretty old. Not older than me, but in the sense where they're older, dude. I have a 13-year-old turning 14. I have a 10 turning 11. So it's different, man.
Yeah, but your oldest recently discovered how popular you are.
Right.
Because her teacher,
right, cause her teacher
pointed it out.
Yeah, a teacher pointed it out. And so
it's, really? What happened there?
Because on the Black Rifle Coffee commercial, the one we did where the kids were running out of the house doing a pretty much an airborne op.
Oh, yeah. That got like 10 million views, didn't it?
It was like 11 million before Facebook wiped it out and we had to re-upload it.
Why did they wipe it?
No idea, man.
They had a huge glitch.
Yeah. So either way, okay. So she goes to school and two teachers told her like, hey, that's your dad? She goes, yeah. I was like, huh. Awesome. I'm a big fan of your dad. She's like, what? You know what I mean? So she trips out like her teachers are fans of me and they're nerds. And she goes like, they're nerdy people, dad. I don't know how they're fans of you. I was like, well, they're obviously not that nerdy because that's the world they know.
Yeah.
You know? So it's funny.
It's really funny. You should date a teacher, Rocco.
I should date a teacher.
Dude, all your problems will be solved at
imagine.
That point.
But it's funny, yeah. Man, because I'm really upfront with this girls. Like the girls, I'm really straightforward, no bullshit. They pretty much know my life. Obviously, if it's inappropriate, they're never going to, they're not going to see that. But I think by the time she turns 17, 18, 19, and ends up trying to hear some of this crazy stuff that we've done, she's kind of like, yeah, I could see because dad's just dad. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Been very honest. I haven't made it seem like I'm a saint. You know what I mean? She knows I make mistakes like any other human being. So. I hope that it's not going to shock them. I think she's more entertained by the fact that people know who I am.
Yeah, I don't think it will, to be honest with you. Now Jared's case is a little different. Obviously, he's showing hard R shit at 2 years old, but I think me and you will be fine. Jared, I think Charlotte might come back and get you in the middle of the night.
I doubt it. No. I mean, you know what's cool though is like last night every night when we start to go to bed, I'll log on Amazon Instant Video to kind of see what I want to watch for the night. And when I logged on last night, Charlotte immediately goes, Batman and Superman, because Batman versus Superman was out for purchase last night. And I was like, fuck, I want to watch that. So I bought it. And then Caitlin went out to the store and Charlotte and I sat there and she was like silent, sitting with me, watching intently for over an hour, and I was just explaining to her. She's like, "Where's Batman? That's Batman right now. That's the new Batman. It's not Christian Bale. That's I've got Ben Affleck is now Batman. I'm sorry, sweetie. It's confusing, but
yeah.
That's Bruce Wayne." And she's like, "Okay." And then we're watching, and then as soon as he puts on the suit, Batman, and then Superman's flying around. Superman, like she loves Marvel. She loves DC. She loves. All the Iron
Mans. That whole
Mans.
Universe.
She loves all the Iron Mans. She loves all the Avengers. I mean, she honestly, you would be fucking surprised because a 2.5-year-old would point out
she knows a shit
Samuel L. Jackson and go, "It's Nick Fury, Daddy."
Yeah, she knows a shit.
Well, look, Samuel L. Jackson's also in every single movie, so it's kind of.
But she knows
it's
Nick Fury.
Not that hard.
That's impressive. That's impressive. She knows
the name
Nick Fury. It's not just Iron Man. It's not just Captain America.
Yeah.
I mean, she literally sleeps with a Captain America plush doll. She has a 12-inch Captain America action figure in the car that she has to hold when she's in the car seat.
Wow, that's a whole thing. That's a whole thing. But hey, so Rocco,
yep.
Is there anything that you want to do that you can't do because you have kids? Like, you want to travel somewhere? Do you want to do some crazy shit anymore? That you're like, I got kids, I shouldn't do this.
Man, it's funny. I used to do a lot of dumb shit as a kid. When it comes like trying to be like an X Games kind of guy, like I'm scared of doing stuff like bungee jumping and fucking and skydiving and shit like that. Cause I'm like, fuck man, my kids without me, dude, I don't want to see the world that looks like, you know what I mean? So I try and be cautious about not doing dumb shit. Like I want to buy a motorcycle. I have a motorcycle actually. I just haven't ridden it. I haven't got on it.
Right.
I'm probably selling it. You know what I mean? Because of the fact like I'd hate to die in a way where it's like, man, the kids are left.
Yeah.
Hanging.
Where you could have prevented it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because I want to, entertain myself, you know, like, those are things that, you know, I wish. And, you know, having
I'm the
four
same,
kids.
I'm the same way where it's like, dude, crazy shit where you're like, man, that used to be. And then you're like, why would I do that?
Yeah.
Like, I'd just be an asshole.
Right.
Anyway, but if you went out that way too, then somebody else has got to explain like your shitty death to the child.
Right. And they're like really?
Why,
that's
why
how you, that's how you
up.
Did it? That's how you
yeah,
fucking
like,
went out?
Yeah. Like why you were a Darwin Award winner where you're just like,
I know, man. That's
yeah. Like, that's.
And traveling,
that's the way I feel.
Traveling's hard with kids, dude. So just even traveling, man. Like, I'd love to see more places, but buying four tickets and mine, like, fuck, that shit turns into an expensive fucking travel, dude.
Well, that, and it's like, you know, I'm sure you're probably, you know, checking to see if everybody's having a good time and all that stuff.
Yeah, you never really get that vacation. I haven't had a vacation for myself, honestly, in a while. I'm actually taking off to Dallas for a couple weeks, and I think that's going to be probably the first real vacation I've had in a while where I'm not doing shit because the guys are going to be...
What are you doing in Dallas?
Well, the guys are going to be doing the USO tour, so I'm going to be going out there. I just got a bunch of Lead Slinger's whiskey cards. I'm going to be just kind of going bar to bar, but really nothing. Like, I have no schedule. I'm going to go there and hang out and just do shit. I'm going to try and catch a baseball game. I have a softball tournament scheduled out there as well. And, dude, it's just going to be my time to just kind of kill 2 weeks while these guys are gone. I'm going to, like I said, I'm just going to find shit to do. But while I'm there, if I stop at a bar, I'm going to drop off some Lead Slinger's whiskey cards and talk to them about the business. But it's really just kind of like my first real vacation, man.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, dude. So
that's
pretty
awesome.
Excited. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while. Me and my lady try to get away for different shit. But I'll usually try to schedule like a work meeting in.
Right.
We're going to we're all going back to Ohio State for the first game of the year. I went to Ohio State University. But there's a Range 15 screening the night before. You know what I'm saying? So
nice.
It's like,
yeah, exactly.
All right, there's still some work, and then working on a couple different books. So I got to go see my agent in New York. Try to schedule something cool.
I'm doing the same.
In New
I just
York
don't have
to
an
do,
agent.
And,
I'm working on a lot of books. I just don't have an agent.
look, if you complete one, give it to me. I'll give it to my agent.
Sounds good, bro, for sure.
No, I'm serious. It's just about finishing. That's all. That's all it is.
Yeah, just get the work done.
Yeah, just get one done, and then whatever that one is, and then you move on to the second one. Otherwise, you'll be stuck in a quagmire of shit. When you're doing three, four different ones at the same time. Just knock out the first one, and then because an editor and all that shit will give you notes if it's any good. I can give it to my fucking peeps. Look at that, dude. You're working out during the podcast. We're making deals.
Yeah.
We're making business
deals.
Happen. Business happen. What about you, Jared? Have you given up anything, or you've only gotten crazier, man? I feel like when I last time I was in El Paso, you took me up in a helicopter ride in 50-mile-an-hour winds. So you definitely haven't chilled out at all.
No, I haven't gotten crazier. I just never change.
No, you really didn't. But I will say that day in the helicopter, holy shit.
That wasn't even the worst, bro. I've been in worse. Like, trust me. I've been in somewhere it kicks that tail. You're trying to fly between the fucking hangars and shit, and it's scary to me because it's slamming that tail left and right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and I we all know how you are with slamming that tail.
I always get terrified. Like when we do those videos and I'm in the back seat of these things, and as much as I enjoy being in a helicopter, it's like, I always feel like I've done this already, dude. Like, stop doing this. You're going to get fucking, one of these days, we're just all going to fucking go down in this ship, dude.
It's going to go down, and it's going to be like, oh, that's how they died?
No, that airframe though is notorious to be able to crash and survive through.
Yeah.
Even if you're in the back, if you tuck up, like because it's that egg shape, it literally crashes and rolls, and you've got guys that served in Vietnam that survived over 20 crashes in that airframe. 20 crashes. Like,
shit.
Yeah, because you're strapped in and shit, you smash into the earth and it just rolls like an egg and it doesn't break. Whereas Kiowas, like OH-58s and shit like that, Kiowas were notorious. When they crash, the transmission smashes through the cockpit and kills the two crew members because of the way that it's configured. Whereas that OH-6 platform is very safe because of the way that it's designed.
What's let me ask you this. When's the last time you were on vacation?
Fuck, I don't know. 2007. Yeah.
Where were you?
That's what I'm saying.
I went on a Carnival cruise with my first wife.
Yeah.
I love Carnival cruises, by the way.
Dude.
I used to have a timeshare, and I lost that in my freaking divorce.
I was poor as fuck. Where? Carnival cruise, like, tricks you.
I had one of those traveling timeshares, man, where you just have the points. It was actually what was it fucking called? I can't think of the goddamn name of the fucking hotel, but you buy at the hotel, and pretty much anywhere where that hotel is in the United States, it was every year you just have to spend a certain amount of points. And so I ended up going to Branson, which is the fucking worst decision I've ever made.
Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, it was.
The riverboat.
Right.
So the thing with Carnival for me is.
Yeah. Did you have fun on that? Did you not have fun on a Carnival cruise, you fucker? You sad fucker.
Well, I mean, I was with my first wife, and she was
boring,
a douche.
A snooze?
She was a douche, man.
So you didn't have fun. Where'd you guys go?
We went to Cozumel. Went to the Caribbean? We went to Cozumel. And
where else?
That was it. You just from Miami to Cozumel and then back.
Because the last Carnival cruise I went on, we went to Cozumel, Jamaica.
No, we didn't do Maltese.
And
it was
one other
one.
Islands. Yeah, there was three, and it was like 7 days, and it was
and
a,
you
it
know,
was a, it
you
was
get,
a blast.
You get on the cruise, and they give you that like fake cruise credit card, which it like
it's amazing.
You.
It's
halts
amazing,
you from, dude. I mean, I was an E4 at the time. I had to literally call my bank to get off the cruise to up my credit card to pay for the final bill. Because you don't realize when you're charging this fake card.
It
like,
seems
you
like
have
Monopoly
no,
money.
Yeah,
yeah,
you have no track of money. So you're just like, yeah, more drinks. Fucking buy some for all of them. Fuck it. I don't know this card. Fuck it. I'm not getting a bill.
That's so funny.
And that's the thing about the cruises that I love, where you're as soon as it leaves, they give you like a little, you know, half hour speech about like drowning or something, or you know, it's very Titanic-ish, where you're like, all right, great, and then you immediately you were released to go fucking party in
to
the
just
wild,
do whatever you want,
Dude, there's a casino there. There's endless food, endless drinks, endless waiters.
I got.
It's
I've
sunny.
Never, I've
there's
never
a fucking
been on a
pool.
Cruise.
I got. Two funny pieces.
It's amazing.
Of that. Number
amazing.
One, my first wife was like douchey. This was the first time we had ever been alone since we had our kid, and she refused to fucking bang on the cruise.
Wow.
So I was pissed. What? I was like, this is the first time we've been alone, you retard. We've never been in a fucking room by ourselves for the last.
You
like,
went on only Jared T-Bone Taylor can go on a bangless cruise.
And then
damn.
Number two,
a bangless cruise.
By night three of the cruise, though, I was offered a job on the cruise to come and play music at one of the bars on the cruise. But I was active duty at the time, so I was like, damn it. The music director was hanging out with us because what had happened is I brought my guitar, and by the third night, we had more people out on the deck just singing with me than we did inside some of their bars. So the music, the entertainment director was like, who the fuck are you? And do you want to work for us? I was
man.
That would be awesome.
Jared, that could have been your life calling. I'm saying it right now.
Yeah, but
you might have missed out on your life calling.
No, it would have sucked me in, and I would still be on a Carnival cruise. I would still be playing at a small Carnival cruise bar every night.
What's wrong with that, Jared?
Nothing.
You could have stopped at a different island every night. You could have French your name. Because all those workers are foreign.
Yeah.
You could have been Gerard. Gerard and Solomon.
It's hard to do when you're singing Irish music, though.
Was that what they wanted you to do, sing Irish music?
So funny.
Yeah, because I was singing all the Flog and Molly shit, and everybody was outside singing with me and stuff, and it was cool. They were like,
That's great. Ours went with on the last cruise I was on, the Carnival cruise, it was like a reggae band who played every single day. But
do you know what they were called?
I don't know the name of them, but here's what I do know, because you can get absolutely trashed, and again, you got this plastic.
I'm gonna send you
money. Is
I took like band photos of the reggae band on our Carnival cruise because I was, you know, an aspiring photographer at the time. I'm gonna send you those pictures and see if it's the same band,
dude. Because I by the way, I left out of Miami and Cozumel was one of our stops, but on the fucking cruise, you know, you get housed, you have that card, it's endless money. And you're like, I'm going to live forever. This is amazing. You're getting drinks. You're eating all day and all night because there's chefs, all of it. And the food is taken care of. I will say that. The food is taken care of. You know, you pay for the drinks. You get house. You go to a country for a day. You come back and you're like, oh, man, I don't think I can party the next day. And all of a sudden, around 9 a.m., all you hear is that steel drum. Ting, 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 ting. And you're like, your head pops up.
I'm in.
And you're like, oh, shit. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to fucking party again. Like, let's go on that. We're on a Carnival cruise. Let's get nude.
It was cool.
And then you go back out poolside.
Kind of.
Yeah, you order a bucket I went with a couple friend.
So like one of my best friends and then his
wife.
Did you guys soft swing?
No,
again, because again, they went on this thing and they were like, fuck it, we're on Carnival Cruise. It's rabbit time. So I just had to hear about how much he was banging out his wife and then I was not.
It's rabbit time. Bro, yeah. we fucked all fucking night. I didn't hear your room really banging it out, bro. What happened?
We would be like, hey, you want to go get something to eat? No, give us an hour. We're in the middle. And I'm looking at my ex-wife or wife at the time like, I hate you so much.
You're sitting in there and you're hearing them fuck and you're just like, fuck,
and meanwhile,
and not only that, but they're fucking to your CD.
I'm playing music on the deck. And there's all these single people there that are just like, are you here with anyone? And I'm like, yeah.
Sure to
share. Sad emo Jared came out. Yeah, on the carnivore, I still got the meat on my brain. On the carnival cruise, you get to know the wait staff really well and the people who work there. We had a waiter, this guy who was from Croatia, and we were partying with him, you know, every night, like sneaking him shots and shit. And we were like, hey, man, do you get a night off on one of these cruises? And he's like, yeah. He goes, when you guys are in Cozumel, I get the night off. And we're like, dude, why don't you just roll out with us? He's like, oh, man, are you serious? And I was like, hell yeah. So he comes out. There's nine of us. There's nine dudes. He comes out with us. We get him so fucked up. And we're introducing him to girls and all this shit. There's a bunch of American girls there. He goes bug fuck the entire night. Well, at the end of it, you've got to get back on the boat and check in at a certain hour, or the boat leaves and you can't get on. And then you're stuck without your, you know, all your shit in some weird country, and it's your own responsibility to fly yourself home. So it's getting close to game time. We got to be back on this boat at 11. It's 10:30. We're getting ready to hop into a cab. This guy's making out with this girl, this blonde girl. And we're like, hey, man, we got to go back. And he turns to me, just grabs my arm, and he goes, I'm never going back. I think I found exactly what I was looking for. And I'm like, what the fuck? We had to pull this guy back, literally talk him down for a ledge. That's how fucked up he was. He told me that he was ready to give up his whole life in Croatia and start over new in Cozumel with some girl on spring break.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's
legit.
What I love. That's the magic of carnival cruises, though.
I've never been on one of those whole ships.
I have followed fucking dragon trails like that before, just to see what happened at the end.
Man, the fun one that I've always, there's two that I've always wanted to go on, by the way, because I'm like deep underneath and I'm super white trash. I want to go. There's a Kid Rock cruise that happens every year.
We need to do the Drinking Bros cruise, by the way.
I know. We should do our own Drinking Bros cruise. The other one is Skynyrd. Skynyrd has a cruise with the Doobie Brothers.
We get Jamie Kaler, Brian Callen, we get all of our boys. We get everybody. We get all that remains, and then we just fucking headline the cruise for 7 nights. It's the Drinking Bros cruise. It's the greatest party ever.
And you have bands play every night. I know we've talked about having our own cruise before. I think we should really fucking do it.
I'm gonna see if I can take a meeting with Carnival.
That'd be fun.
Who do those guys go through? Actually,
like three people hit us up on Drinking Bros podcast Facebook page, and they were like, "Hey, we do cruises." We get thousands of messages, but I forget who they were, but three people, distinct people, were like, hey, we can book this and make this happen. Just let us know.
I want them to email me because I want to start talking, because I think 2017 summer, this is going to happen.
I do too, because we're getting real close to 500,000 listeners a month. Show's growing rapidly. I think it'd be a blast to get everybody out and see how fucking crazy that shit gets.
Yeah, that shit would be fucking wild. We'll get sponsors to sponsor this shit.
Yeah, we'll get
Strikeforce. We'll get Strikeforce on the cruise. We'll be smoking some of those cigars. Man, that would be a blast. Black Rifle can wake us all up in the morning, dude. Yeah, we can get some Warfighter tobacco on that shit. It'd be great. That would be amazing, actually. Summer 2017, let's do it. We should go to a couple countries. Rocco, have you ever been to, like, Puerto Rico?
I have been to Puerto Rico, yep.
How is it?
I like it, dude. It's actually, if you're going to go like on a cruise and party, that's the place to go, man. That's a good nightlife.
How's the DR? Everybody likes the DR,
never
too.
Been there, never been dude. There. Never been there.
Really?
I don't. I've never traveled a lot, man. I only went to Puerto Rico because my dad fucking has family there, so.
I've been down to like Jamaica, the Bahamas, all that stuff. Jamaica's a blast. I'm not saying I smoke weed, but if you do out there, and you give your cab driver an extra 20, they'll let you cut it off the vine and take it home with you. But shout out to Big Roy, the cab driver. But Jared would have loved him. He'd be playing Xbox with Jared right now.
Dude.
Yeah, we should plan that out and really, really doctor it up. Rolling Stone did a really awesome article on the Kid Rock cruise, and it was one of the greatest things ever. Kid Rock goes so fucking hard on these cruises. I think he was just openly doing rails in front of the reporter, and he was just like, "Bro, you've no fucking idea how hard it is to do what I do, you know, every night, like, to rage this hard." And Kid Rock was hanging out with people in the hot tub and shit. Like, they all knew him. They all knew. They were calling him by his God-given name, his birth name.
Really?
They know. They know Kid Rock. And he does it every year. And the people know each other from all the other cruises. And they all wait for this cruise every year. Same with Skinner. Skinner does it. But we should have a Drinking Bros cruise.
We should.
Absolutely. That would be a nice one. That would be a really, really fun time.
Oh my god, it would be great.
Yeah, it'd be a fucking blast. Jared would be in a '90s band. We could get you playing every night after we did our.
Oh god, we would do it all. We would have a karaoke competition.
That would be
karaoke.
It would be amazing.
Oh dude, a karaoke contest would be awesome on the cruise. It'd be great. That'd be really fucking awesome. On that note, dude, this was another good one.
It was chill, man.
We're way early. We are way
early.
We're
not that early.
Yeah, we are.
We're good.
We're not that early. Because we got a Drinking Bro of the Week that's is really cool. We don't get to enough girls. We should. This one was submitted by Lindsay Haney. She writes into the Drinking Bros podcast fan page on Facebook, and she said, "I want to nominate my grandpa, Benny H. Senior, for Drinking Bro of the Week. He passed away in 02, but in his memory and legacy, they live on every day through his loved ones, and I know damn well he'd be a Drinking Bros listener if he was still here today. He fought in Battle of the Bulge in World War II. He fought in Battle of Herchin Forest. His company was the first to cross the bridge at Remagen under General Patton. Forgive me if I pronounced that wrong. Not General Patton, obviously, but she says he was an old school badass. He chopped wood to stay fit and ate a bologna sandwich every day of his life for lunch.
That's awesome.
Which is fucking rad. We don't go into stories this long, but her story was really cool. She said she recently got a tattoo for old Benny, and she calls him old Benny. Like, she calls her grandfather Old Benny, which I like a lot. And he deserves every bit of the recognition he has or ever will receive. Thank you so much for doing this and leaving his name. So, to Lindsay Haney and your grandpa, Benny.
Cheers.
Benny
man.
Haney. Cheers. Cheers.
Outstanding. That's
cool. And so, I would like to, do you guys, were your grandfathers in the military?
Yes, both of mine were.
One of mine was, yeah.
Both of mine were as well. What did yours do, Rocco?
He was in the Army. I don't know much about his background. No, he ended up getting kicked out, so, I mean, that's why it's, I don't know. He just got kicked out. He's probably a knucklehead. But my other uncle was an albino. They didn't let him in.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, my other grandfather, he was an albino, so they didn't let him in.
Is that a thing? Like, you can't be an albino, and that's like a real thing?
He had really bad vision. It's the vision. Yeah, sensitive eyes.
So they weren't throwing him out for the skin.
No, it's just what comes with that is a lot of the guys have very, very sensitive eyes. So he had really bad eyes. It was hard. One of my aunts went to blind school. So they had to get that. That's why. So they couldn't get in.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Jared?
So my step grandpa. My my dad's mom's current husband, who's been around okay. for a long time with us, he initially joined the Army, became a paratrooper at 15 years old, went to war, got found out, and then sent home at like 16, 17, and then he rejoined the Navy and then went back to war on a ship.
No way, yeah.
Dude. Wow. Wow.
And then my dad's real father, my dad's biological father, was, I believe he was Navy for 4 years. He just did 4 years
All right.
And then got out.
My, let's see. So my grandfather on my mom's side fought in Korea, the Korean War. He flew planes. My grandfather on my father's side was in the Navy and submarines for World War II. And my great grandfather enlisted early. It was when birth certificates were written in pencil. In the early 1900s, so he erased it so he could go in at 15 years old. So he went in at 15, but I don't know what he did. He just always had crazy stories. But, yeah, to all the grandfathers out there.
To all the cheers. Grandfathers. Cheers.
We never ever cheers for the grandfathers.
For the grandfathers.
For the grandfathers. But, hey, thanks for joining us. One of the things we always get here on the show is that you enjoy our songs, you enjoy our ditties. I know Mr. Matt Best brought it up once upon a time on the show that I did some songs of my own. So I figured tonight we'll let you go with Booby Tassels and Tangerines.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's an old hit
song.
Of mine from the past.
An old
we're bringing
song.
It back, dude. It's a Fuck. Little throwback. A
Fucking
little throwback Thursday.
Spin that record, DJ.
Yeah. Booby Tassels and Tangerines for Rocco. JT and Ross Patterson, we are out of here. Good Whoa. Night, everybody. I like booby tassels and tangerines.
Booby tassels and tangerines. That's what we call the American dreams. Don't want to be rude and don't want to be mean.
Hell no.
Just like booby tassels and tangerines.
Damn.
I like booby tassels. And tangerines. He likes pick and roll, so I set high screen. After dunking on foes, we like to eat ice cream. He likes the colored sprinkles, but I like the pralines. When we hit the strip clubs, we don't like to be hassled. We like to sit by the stage and look at booby tassels. A girlie came over with a bag full of apples. We only like tangerines with our booby tassels. Yeah, booby tassels and tangerines. That's what we call the American dream. Don't want to be rude and don't want to be mean.
Hell no.
Just like booby tassels and tangerines. I'm drinking Claude Dubois. It's a Savoyard. And every single place I go, these girlies know I'm a star. I see this girlie dancing, her boobies like jelly. And just like BJ Singh, my putter's up to my belly. Pulled out some tangerines. The girlies awed and ooh. Now let's pause for a moment and just bounce like a kangaroo.
Yeah. Check your heart rate.
Booby tassels and tangerines. That's what we call the American dream.
Yeah.
Don't want to be rude and don't want to be mean.
Hell no.
Just like booby tassels and tangerines.
I smoke more grass than Wimbledon. I got more green than Augusta. And when these fools see my tangerines, they know I'm a hustler. The little oranges are tiny, but you know they expensive. And when I eat them in my bins, girlies pay me attention. We came back to my crib. I got a bedroom like Lincoln. Getting nude with tangerines is straight up what I be thinking. She said, you're my king and this is your castle. It's time to get naked with some booby tassels. Yeah.
Booby tassels and tangerines. That's what we call the American dream. Don't want to be rude and don't want to be mean.
Hell no.
Just like booby tassels and tangerines.
Yeah. Let me see them booby tassels swinging in a motherfucking clockwork direction.
I'd like to give a shout out to the whole state of Florida too. The Citrus State food. Yeah, I see you.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.